Okay, 1 second.
Well, I have 7 o'clock on the evening of June 9th, 2021. This is a meeting of the Township of Clinton Mayor and Council. Hereby call this meeting to order. And Madam Clerk, would you just please confirm that all the laws governing the Open Meetings Act and the Sunshine Law have been met?
Yes, they were.
Thank you very much. If you'd all like to join me in a flag salute, we'll begin that way virtually. And if you don't have a flag, I have one in the background. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
Okay, dope. Would you call the roll, please?
Councilman Glazer?
Here.
Councilman Strauss, did he get on?
Here, I'm here.
Oh, you're here. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just. I'm sorry, folks. I'm just phoned tonight.
No, that's okay. Perfect. That's great.
Yep. Councilwoman Switlick?
Here.
Council President Kochanowski is absent, and Mayor Malloy.
I'm here. Sorry, I was taken. All right. We will now open the floor to comments from the public. This is a period for items that are only listed on the agenda. I would note that if you're here to speak about the public hearing on the zoning ordinance, I'd ask that you hold your comments till then. There will be a second comment period at the end of the meeting for any particular topic that may be on your mind. Instructions, if you are using a computer, please click on participants and then click on raise hand next to your name. If you are using a mobile device, click raise hand from the meeting controls. If you are using a telephone, press star 3. You will hear the prompt, you have raised your hand to ask a question. Please wait to speak until the host calls on you. If you need to unmute yourself, press star 6. We'll do my best to call on people in the order in which they raise their hands. Everyone will be limited to 3 minutes. And are there any questions from the public on items listed on the agenda? I'm going to see if anyone's raising a hand. I see no hands raised. If anyone's having technical difficulties and wants to blurt something out, go ahead. Star 6 if you need to unmute. Okay. Hearing and seeing no comments, we'll close this public hearing or public comment session, and we will proceed to the consent agenda. Consent agenda, all items listed with an asterisk are considered to be routine by the Township Mayor and Council and will be enacted by a single motion. There will not be separate discussion of these items unless requested by the Mayor, a Council member, or citizen, in which event the item will be removed from the general order of business and considered in its normal sequence on the agenda. And I would just point out that the consent typically includes the minutes, which are separate from the resolutions and the bills. Any questions on consent agenda from the council? Any items we want to pull out?
None.
No.
Okay. Any from the public? Any resolutions to pull out? Seeing none. Could I have a motion, please?
I'll move.
And I'll second.
Thank you both. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carry.
Thank you much. It is 7:04. We will adjourn the meeting as the mayor and council, and we will convene as the Board of Health. We will convene to hear hopefully three separate applications for septic installations. The first is for Block 43, Lot 6, 26 Hamilton Road, and I believe we have Ms. Bush here to present for this particular application.
Hey, can you hear me?
We can hear you, yep.
Okay. All right, my name is Erica Bush, professional engineer in the state of New Jersey. I was hired by Christine Selvick to prepare a septic system alteration plan for an existing two-bedroom dwelling in which they're not going to expand. When they bought the property, it had a failed septic inspection in which the disposal area was saturated. On April 27th, I went out there and did soil logs and permeability tests, and we found highly permeable soils, but unfortunately there was a high water table at 49 inches. So therefore, I designed a pressure dose mound system. The pressure dosing allows us to reduce the area of the septic, the disposal bed. But it's still, even though it fits on the lot, we don't need any waivers for setbacks except for the Harnan County Health Department policy of 10 feet from the property line for the toe of the mound of the slope. And that grading will not adversely affect the adjoining property. I don't know if you can look at the plan. The water flows that way anyway. It's not as though we're redirecting the surface water. We did try a soil log up in the back. We hit shallow bedrock, and then the area behind the garage is at rock outcrops. So the area where we designed the septic system is pretty much the only place that we can put the septic. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions from the council?
No.
None.
I have none either.
Brian, what's the I'm sorry, what's the location of this one project?
26 Hamilton Road.
Okay, thank you.
Correct. Yep. I believe that's up off of East Main Street.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay, well, given that, and given the fact that it seems pretty clear cut that you've done the best with the conditions you've got, may I have a motion to grant the waiver as requested?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you much.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Bush.
Thank you, and I apologize for not making it last week.
Right.
2 weeks ago. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next septic application is for Block 46.01, Lot 3, 5 John Drive, and I believe Mr. Parker is here for that.
Yes, I am here for that. I'm not Kurt Hoffman, but I'm here on behalf of Kurt Hoffman. He's unable and unavailable to make it here this evening. So I'll do my best to fill his shoes.
Good.
But I've spoken with Kurt. I've gone over the application with him. This too is an alteration to a septic system. It is the result of a home sale transaction, and so the system was determined to be malfunctioning, So Kurt went out and performed some testing in the on the property in really the only area that there is available. I think when you look at the lot and you look at the property, there's a well in front of the house. There's a well on an adjacent property in back of the house. And then there's a water course that runs basically down the right-hand side of the property. there's nowhere on the property that you can put that system and be further away from the stream, the water course. And that's why we're here tonight. We're here tonight to ask for that waiver. The state code requires a 50-foot setback from a water course. We're proposing 20 feet. As I said, there's no other place on the property where you could put it that would be less or would be greater, I'm sorry, than 20 feet away. And so what Kurt's proposed is a PVC liner along the sides of the septic system, the disposal field, that are closest to the water course, in an effort to prevent any, you know, short circuiting between the edge of the disposal field and the water course. Fortunately, there's good soil conditions out there. It's a gravity system. It's a K4 soil, which is a very permeable soil. Didn't have any groundwater or modeling problems in the soil logs. So we're really here before the board to request a waiver for the setback requirement. And I think he mentioned that they will be applying for a wetland permit from the DEP GP24, just because of the wetlands that are nearby as well. And there's no expansion to the number of bedrooms in the home. So that's about all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Thank you very much. Any questions from the council?
What's the expected life of a PVC liner like that?
They last, I mean, I don't know if I can give you like a number of years, but a long time. I mean, I would guess that, you know, you hear about these stories about styrofoam, how it's going to last forever. Well, I think PVC underground is, it's not a thin little, you know, flimsy thing that's going to disintegrate. It's going to be there for a while. I can't tell you how long, but it's going to be a long time.
Okay.
At least the life of the system.
All right. Perfect. That's my point. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Hearing no questions, can we have a motion to grant the waiver subject to the requirement that they obtain that NJDEP permit?
I'll move.
And I'll second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Well done, Mr. Parker. You did great.
I'll tell Kirk. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good evening. Our last application is Block 4.03, Lot 31. This is located at 1070 Route 22. Mr. Ingram, I believe you're here for this application.
And yes. Hi, everybody.
Before we get started, I know it had come up previously on another application within the last month, so I just want to make sure. It doesn't seem that this is a replacement of an existing system with no expansion, but I think you might have a variance already for this, or am I mistaken?
So what was different from the last time that we came, the proposal was, you know, to increase the size of the system. The site is approved for 500 gallons per day. That's what was approved by Islands and the township. He was basically upsizing it because he, you know, wanted to plan for the future. But I understand that couldn't be approved. You know, that made sense. So we reduced it back to a 500 gallon per day system. So there's no expansion proposed over what was, you know, previously permitted on the site.
Okay, so this is the same application as the last time.
Correct. Yeah, this is the revision, which reduced the size of the field.
Yep.
So
all right, take it away.
Thank you. So essentially, the only waiver we're requesting tonight is for the system not being located within the building setbacks, with the revision to reduce the size of the system back to 500 gallons per day. We're actually going to be further from the property line than the prior system. So it's the same general vicinity. It's just the way we're rotating it makes it parallel to the property line, which, you know, gets us probably another 20 feet further away from that sideline. It's a very large lot, but, the approval is basically to put all of the parking, stormwater management, and the buildings are within the setbacks, and there is no compliant location, which would be far enough away from those features within the setbacks remaining. So really all we have to work with is, you know, everything that's outside the setback. But we know we're not going to be influencing the adjacent properties because, again, we're in the same location that was, you know, previously approved, only further away. So this shouldn't have any impact on the neighbors. We'll be about 43 feet from the property line. The side yard setback was 75 feet. So we're pretty close to that. And again, every other aspect of the application was conforming. And again, good soil testing, you know, no other real concerns about the longevity of the system.
All right. Questions from council.
So this is a
Brian. Go ahead.
Oh no, Mark, please go ahead.
I had the one that Brian I recalled after you and I spoke yesterday, and Mr. Ingram answered it because looking at the diagrams and what was said, because it's going to be moved. My question was the fact that's not in the original location but closer, would that be affect any future expansions of buildings by anyone around? And that was clearly presented that it would not. So thank you for addressing that.
Certainly.
Yeah. So this is a new system, but the existing system then is being abandoned, or it's malfunctioning, or?
There's nothing wrong with the system other than it was built prior to the current code. The department wanted us to put a new system in which met all the current requirements. And again, while the soils are great, so the system's working perfectly fine. It's just we need to put a new one in because we don't know the depth and the material that was used at the time.
All right. Thank you.
Fair enough. Hearing no other questions, I see no issues. Can we have a motion to grant the waiver?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it. Roll call.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Excellent. Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
You as well.
Bye.
It is 7:16. We will adjourn as the Board of Health and reconvene as Mayor and Council, and we'll jump right into reports. Mr. Glazer, you're up.
Yeah, there was a planning board meeting on Monday night. Actually, kind of a busy meeting. There was one public hearing relative to another cell phone tower. This is the one on Beaver Avenue by Geo's. Basically, AT&T changing some antennas to improve coverage, but they're actually smaller antennas. So I think it's pretty non-controversial, I think. Changing some equipment, but not really changing much. We also had a few hearings on relative to affordable housing. There was a reexamination report of the master plan and development regulations. It was on the housing element and fair share plan elements and on the land use plan elements. So all sort of requirements really to carry us along based on the Third Amendment, which we talked about a couple of meetings ago, and those were all approved. And the planning board did do the master plan consistency review, and I know that's been sent to council, finding that the AH9 ordinance was not inconsistent with the master plan, having just been reexamined. So that was it for planning board. Another meeting later this month, I think. I'm not sure. I'll find out when the agenda comes out. Historic preservation, not a lot going on. I'm not sure actually if the scrap metal's been removed from Gitlow or not. The guy was going to come, then he wasn't going to come, then he was going to come. So he's coming. It'll disappear eventually. Someday soon, we all hope. I think really no updates on the other things. I mean, Neil did mention it's probably, worth mentioning to the public. There is that session this Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at the Vaught House, is it?
Oh,
the one right by the middle school? Yeah, right by the middle school.
That's right.
So it's kind of a neat property. Unfortunately, I've got busy and I can't make that one, so I'm a little disappointed, but I'll try to sneak at the end maybe.
10 a.m., I have it on my calendar, at least swing by. So
good. And that's all I have. Thank you.
And I'd also point out that Councilman Glazer was especially helpful in reviewing those documents from the hearing. He had his eagle eye and his red pen out, and we made some good improvements there. Councilman Strauss, you're next.
Yes, good evening. For Clinton Township Board of Education, as previously reported, their last meeting was on Monday, May 10th, 2021. Been talking with the board president. They're eager wrapping up the end of the year, looking forward to in-person graduation, which is a 180-degree difference from where we were this time last year. Discussions with the interim superintendent, Dr. Roberta, will remain through this next budget process, and they are starting a new search for the superintendent and will keep us posted as needed. The next Clinton Township Board of Ed meeting is on Monday, June 28th, 2021 at 7:30 p.m. For Environmental Commission, they just met this past Thursday, June 3rd, discussed signage options for Windy Acres. In fact, they have a walking tour coming up to look at options for signage and put a list together for future funding proposals to get the signs up there to mark the trails. And also the usual discussion of all the new business. As for public safety, I've been in contact with Lieutenant DeRosa regarding operations, budgeting, some recent criminal activity in the township, as well as public relations. As Mayor and Vita, you saw that they're looking to start the Junior Police Academy again this year, and they're doing a partnership with South Branch Emergency Services. I think they got some good dates there, and I'm sure it'll be a successful program as it was in the past. So looking forward to assist as any way we can. And with that, I always thought it was a great thing to do, and I'm sure it'll take off as it did in the past. And also the information that the police department has been putting out in the Clinton Township newsletter is always helpful. And I like their new Ask Officer Raff section as well. And that's all I have. A quick report tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Bud. Thank you very much. Councilwoman Svitlik, you're up.
North and Voorhees Board of Ed, I reported on that already. Their next board meeting is on June 15th, and they have a special meeting executive session this evening right now as we speak. Open space was May 27th, and the next one is June 24th. We basically just did property overviews, everything that's going on each property. We're looking into some grants for land acquisitions, so we're hopeful on that. We are putting together it's sort of like a PowerPoint presentation. We're going to have this new website for the township soon, so we want to just revamp the open space tab. Basically, each property, Beaverbrook, Windy Acres, what have you, you'll hit a tab and basically get a whole description of the property, the trail markers, and the maps, things like that. So we're working on that right now. So it's actually coming together quite nicely, and it's handy to have a trail map for all these properties that we've had and nobody has access to. So it'll be all centrally located. I'm meeting on Monday with actually Lana's Girl Scout troop. They're donating two benches. I'm hoping they'll do it at Prospect East because it has a nice overlook. But yeah, I'll talk to them about different locations. The only thing left is the trail maintenance. As you know, we approved the landscaper to come in and maintain the perimeter trails on Windy Acres, Hackett's, and Prostack. That's in between, supplemental to when the farmers are maintaining these trails. The only problem I'm looking at is there are sections in Hackett's where I've gotten complaints from taxpayers. The wooded trails, you can't get a mower back there. You need a weed whacker. You need a push mower, things like that. So that's already currently an issue at Hackett's. But now we're looking at Windy. That's two miles of wooded trails. Prostack as well, there's wooded trails that, you know, you really need people to maintain it. And you need people who know what they're doing to maintain it. So, for instance, the Nassau Trails, those guys are very experienced. They maintain that. We have Mike McHugh. He's on historic. He maintains the Beaverbrook section. At this point, my husband and I are doing Windy and Prospect once a week, which is about 3 miles worth of trail. So eventually we're going to need to do something. And I don't know, Vita, if any of you have any ideas, Vita, I don't know what Open Space did at Reddington. As far as not the perimeter trails, but the ones that are in the woods, how do they maintain it and have like a person who knows what they're doing to maintain it? Yeah, I mean, we have the waivers. We have all the waivers for the people who volunteer. So we've been doing all that. But we really need somebody. We can't just have people willy-nilly going in there. We have to have somebody qualified going in there. And I'm just wondering, what kind of program does Reddington have?
Well, if I recall, they had, first of all, they had a buildings and grounds department.
Okay.
And also some of the public works employees would go in as well. And then we had summer help. But again, you have to be careful who you send in, and you can't send people in alone. And you
exactly.
need the proper equipment. So, you know, they certainly had more in-house staff.
Right.
To maintain some of this. A lot of it was done by volunteers, too. I know the trail association, they maintained certain trails. So, you know, it was a little bit different, probably a little bit more staffing.
Well, I mean, as it is for now, the volunteerism is fine. We have people who are, you know, we have situations where there's you just don't want people going in there and chopping things down, obviously. So. So right now we're okay with the volunteers. We have our waivers. We have people who are qualified. And what we do is we schedule work sessions For instance, we have one on Saturday where between 9 and 11, people will be working under me on a property. But I just, down the road, I'm concerned when I'm gone, who will be doing it? Environmental Commission, I don't know what year it was. Quite a while ago, they received a grant for the perimeter trails at Windy Acres, and nobody put a plan in place to maintain it, and it just... it was ruined for most part. We had to go in there and clean it up. The markers were all falling over. Luckily, it's all cleaned up. But, you know, there a lot of work was put into these new properties. We're getting more properties. We're putting more trails on them. We had to come up with a plan. So as far as open space goes, we're going to be trying to nail that down. So that's it.
Okay. Thank you much. From my side, we don't have Council President Kochanowski tonight. On the Rec Committee, demo started, and I believe it's pretty much complete for the basketball, existing basketball courts. They're gone. If you drive by, as of Monday, they were pretty much torn out. They did uncover some softness in the foundation, so there's some analysis that has to be done, and we'll keep you all posted on where that goes. But that process has started, and I know some of you may have heard some complaints with the governor's guidelines for summer camps being a little bit, shall we say, conflicting and contradictory.
Yeah.
With other guidelines that are issued, and then new guidelines being issued again just yesterday, I think the day before.
Well, they were promised today but didn't come out.
Yeah, so it's a bit in flux. They were announced recently. Yeah. So it's a bit up in the air. But I think when the dust settles, we'll be able to put on a safe and enjoyable event. Important to note, I think that signups have been pretty good for this camp. I think it's a half day camp from what I recall when my daughters went, and, they have 160 people signed up so far.
And Brian, I think Tom is managing it with as much flexibility as he can in terms of if mask, no mask, allowing refunds and all of that. Right?
As much as he's able to with the guidance that he gets from the health department at the county. And of course, they get theirs from the state, and it's a trickle down. But we'll have to see. I think the next week or so it'll sort itself out.
Good.
We'll just have to keep an eye on it. No report from the Finance Committee. On the personnel side, we continue to receive applications for some of the openings that we have, predominantly right now construction code official. So we'll see how that goes. And just a side note, I have not had a chance to call the mayor of the town of Clinton regarding closing MOBUS. However, I did have a conversation with the mayor of Frenchtown regarding Beaver Ave and how Frenchtown was able to acquire significant grant funding to do safety improvements on some of their roadways and sidewalks and dieting and that striping and that sort of thing. So a lot of really good tips. The county administrator is well aware of our interest in doing something on Beaver, which, as you all know, is a county road. So I think we'll have more to come on that. Clerk Connor did forward to me last week, I think it was, the Safe Streets to School grant application, which is due in October. So hopefully we'll be able to partner with the county and incrementally and over the long term really improve the walkability and safety of Beaver. So that is coming along. And I'm trying to remember where we ended with the last meeting on the old municipal building, but we've made significant progress, and I anticipate that the historic trust will, with great assistance from Ms. Davey and our historic consultant, will get an easement approved in short order from the historic trust and then be able to transfer that property over to the developer and proceed to next steps. So that is my report. Ms. Mekovitz, do you have anything you'd like to report on?
No, I think everything's covered. Thank you.
In that case, we will move now to our one and only public hearing. This is a hearing on an ordinance of the Township of Clinton amending Chapter 165 of the Code of the Township of Clinton by creating the AH9 Affordable Housing zoning district to facilitate a mixed-income affordable housing development on Route 31 North, Block 70, Lots 6 and 6.01, and amending the Clinton Township zoning map and schedule of zoning requirements accordingly. As the council is well aware, but some of the public may not be, we are obligated to provide in this current round of affordable housing 337 court-mandated affordable housing units. We have some that will be addressed for this round at the Marukian site. Prior round was addressed at the site on Beaver Ave. And we had a plan to do after the Marukian site about 89 units across the highway at a site called Lecompte, near Valley Crest, just south of Valley Crest on the northbound side of 31. That would have been 89 units, 100% affordable, municipally sponsored. And we had that site never did come into possession of either the township or the proposed developer. So we had an opportunity to relocate some of those units, about 80 of them, to a site on Route 31 North at this particular location, which is just north of Sherrod's, just south of the Wellness Center, right along 31. And it will have 146 total units. 80 affordable units. It would also have 65 market rate units and one unit proposed for a superintendent of sorts for the property. Other things to note are that where we had expended township funds to acquire sewer capacity for the 100% affordable project that was planned for Lecompte, this site envisions us, the township, recouping that money from this developer who does have control of that lot. So I think all in all, it's an opportunity that makes some sense to the township. And at this point in time, we'll open first to the public. If there are any members of the public who wish to comment, the instructions will remain the same. If you're using a computer, click on participants, then click on raise hand. If you're using a mobile device, click raise your hand. If you're using a telephone, press star 3, and then you can press star 6 to unmute if you need to. I'm going to look for anyone who's raising their hand first. Okay, seeing no hands raised, is anyone having technical difficulties raising their hand who might wish to speak? You can unmute yourself and speak. Okay, and at this point then, I will close the public hearing. And just a quick question, just to confirm my understanding, notice of this zoning ordinance was mailed to the residents and home or property owners within 200 feet as well. So this was, and I think it was printed in the newspaper.
Yeah, correct, Mayor. Yeah, it's what, you know, in slang we refer to as the super notice. So because this is creating a new district, we did send notice specifically to everybody within 200 feet of the boundaries of the new district. It was also published. The other thing just to place on the record, I know Councilman Glazer mentioned it in reports, but I wanted in the record in the context of the public hearing that we did get a memo dated June 7th from Planning Board Secretary Denise Filardo confirming that the board did review the ordinance for consistency with the master plan, found it to be substantially consistent, and had no recommended changes to the ordinance.
Thank you very much. Any questions or discussion on the part of the council?
No, we discussed the planning board and we discussed it when it was introduced. I have nothing more to add.
Okay. In that instance, might we have a motion in favor of the ordinance?
I move that we adopt the ordinance.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Good. Motion carried.
Thank you all very much. Next on our list of to-do items is resolutions, of which we have, I believe, four. Bear with me as I get to that page. The first is a resolution authorizing the hiring of personnel for summer recreation. This is something that we do every year. Former Mayor Samay's daughter is doing a great job helping to run the program over the summer, so I really appreciate her assistance on that. And any questions, comments on the part of the the council?
None.
Yeah. I'd note that Catherine's a qualified school psychologist, so she's probably a perfect person to run that type of program.
Especially this year.
Yeah. No, it's a serious comment. She is, and it's wonderful.
So in that case, you know, I'm going to make the motion. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Next, we have a resolution authorizing to defer local school district or local district and regional school taxes. This is a resolution that we are this year making some improvements, I think, in our finances, and this indicates that we have over the early part of the decade of 2010s, we the township at the time made some choices to defer what they paid the schools, and this is starting to undo some of that. We, because the North Board reduced their tax levy, we either had to increase the amount that we were deferring from the local school district, the CTSD, to offset it, or accept a $150,000 hit to our surplus for this year and leave the dollarized deferral as is. And we chose the latter course. So this resolution reduces the deferral for the high school. I believe the percentages are remain 50% for the high school deferral and now roughly 47% for the local school. So signs of continued improvement and the work that we've been doing the last few years. Any questions or comments from the council?
And Brian, just to confirm, I mean, this is, I'm not going to call it a standard resolution, but it's been an ongoing practice of the township. And as what you said is we've improved it financially this year from a improved, it stabilizes our finances a little bit more, I would say.
It's, yes, it's beginning to undo some of that and move in a better direction. Going the other way. Mm-hmm. All right, no further discussion. May I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion on this one.
I'll second.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Millay?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Next, we have our salary resolution. This is an annual resolution. Typically has been done in June, typically after the budget passes. This is an annual resolution that we do to establish salaries, provide raises, typical raises, I think for the most part are roughly 2% for the staff. Anybody have any questions or concerns about this particular resolution?
None.
No, I'm fine.
All right. That being said, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Mark.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Bill.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
And I believe last on our list is a resolution authorizing the issuance of a certificate of completion and compliance to Beaverbrook Urban Renewal Associates, LLC. This is for the affordable housing development that was completed on Beaver Avenue. It certifies that this is complete now and that we can also start to begin to bill the payment in lieu of taxes that they owe. So, in my mind, quite important. Any questions, comments?
No, I think it's completed.
Trees?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, they were supposed to have their landscaper take a look at it a couple of weeks ago. I will give them a call and follow up and find out where they ended up with it.
Thank you, Mayor.
And just to clarify, this particular certificate doesn't affect, you know, any of the bonds, like maintenance bonds, performance bonds that you have with respect to those types of improvements that the developer had to install. This really has to do with the redevelopment. So one of the things this also does is basically end the declaration that it's an area in need of redevelopment because it's now been redeveloped. So it has more to do with that aspect than you know, this isn't releasing any bonds, I guess, is the short version of what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So they still have to do the trees and stuff like that.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That I'd motion we approve this resolution. I think it completes the process for that property. And well done to the people that worked on it for so many years.
Any other questions? Oh, I'm sorry, Mark. Councilman Strauss, go ahead.
No, I think I was just, I thought Councilman Glazer was making the motion to do it, so.
I did.
I was just second.
All right, thank you much. Roll call, please.
Yeah, Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Slitlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Moy?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you much. Last on our list here, we have our final public comment session. This is for any item anyone wishes to speak about, same rules apply as before. If you have a desire to speak, please click on participants on the computer and then click on raise hand next to your name. If you're using a mobile device, click raise hand. And if you're using a telephone, press *3 and then press *6. And I will call on you and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. Do we have any hands? I see somebody who's trying to raise a hand, maybe. And I'm just going to suggest that Jack and Cooper can unmute themselves and speak if they'd like. Oh, I don't know if I can't hear them.
Nope.
You have them unmuted, Brian?
Yeah, they were unmuted. Now they're muted. Nope. I still can't hear you, unfortunately. There's a dial-in number if you want to give that a try. Or you can try logging out and logging back in and using phone audio. It's almost as though the mic isn't working.
I think they have to get, do they have to have a public comment to get their patch?
Yeah, I just saw
they're putting things in chat.
And that's quite all right because I'm allowed
to
read
off.
Yeah,
we can do it that way.
I'm able to read off the comments and the questions in the chat as, so we have, they're from Troop. I think it was 288. Thank you for allowing us to join. Where's the chat? Where's the rest of the chat? Oops. We are Jack and Cooper Berry. This will be different when we return to in-person, something I meant to mention before and we didn't get to it, and I forgot, slipped my mind. Very interesting hearing the town business. Thank you very much. And I'm sure the clerk would love to know roughly where you guys live, but I think we're good enough for now. Are you good, clerk? Do you need the? Nah, it's all right. Don't worry about it. You're good. Okay, sure. Terrific.
That's great.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's nice to have you. I hope you learned some things. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out. I'm an Eagle Scout myself, so I'm happy to help.
Great.
I anticipate another comment.
Very cool.
You used to live across from Mr. Glazer. Ah, very nice.
Exactly. I remember when they were born.
Terrific. Well, appreciate you coming out and joining us. And before we go to adjourn, I did want to mention that we are, and I believe that Carla sent out a note to look into changing our July 7th date for our July council meeting, because we only have one in July, to July 14th. And it would be my hope that in some form or fashion, we could have that meeting in person. And I know the planning board, just for everyone's edification, is considering how they might make an in-person return with some hybrid model. John Drill, our planning board attorney, mentioned that Lebanon Borough, and I think the town of Clintonton as well, use a hybrid model where they have a monitor posted on the wall and a special camera. So we'll have to see what our budget allows and how the system works, how much it costs, what we can do with it. But we will do some investigation, I think. And I look forward to seeing everybody in person soon. It would be nice.
So essentially they're looking into having a normal meeting, but just taping it, or having interaction.
Oh, they're actually looking into being able to allow the public to participate remotely. And members of the professional staff, as well as board members, and in our case would be council members, maybe not a quorum, but if someone couldn't make it in person, or if somebody had a cold or something and wanted to stay home and keep everybody safe, you could theoretically participate remotely. So more to come. And that's it, I think. Mr. Glazer, we'll close the public comment session. And I think you have something you'd like to share.
I think it'd be time for me to motion that we adjourn this meeting then.
I'll second. There you go.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilwoman Swetlick?
Yes.
And Mayor Malloy?
Yes. Appreciate it.
We're adjourned.
All right. Bye, Jack and Cooper. Everybody. Good to see you guys.
Have a good evening.
Bye. Hey, Councilman Glazer.